For a woman, one of the important things in life is to understand her beliefs about the nature of love. This sounds like a highly philosophical teaching, but it is not at all. You can see when someone has perhaps a distorted view of love. That is easy to pick out. If you see someone raising a child with absolutely no boundaries, if you look at the parent who is doing that, you will be able to see that they believe that love is allowing everything and boundarying nothing. And that, of course, is a false belief, because love, like all of the other really fine things, requires balance. In a completely different setting, you might see a parent hitting a child in the belief that that is the way to help them form up as good people. And so in their belief system, that is love. And that, of course, is erroneous. So when you are looking out in the world, you can see the imbalance of the beliefs that we carry about love. The important thing we want to know, though, is what we believe about love. Now, when we are speaking of believing about love, it is not simply in one kind of relationship. The Greeks have 6 or 7 levels of love. In English, you do not have that. So in a way, you are at something of a disadvantage. But what you want to look at in your life, in every situation that comes up for you, is what do I believe here? Now, we know that we believe that love is good, and when we have attracted people in our lives who we are good to and they are good to us, then we have achieved the balance. That is the balance. When we have, and this is not a finger-pointing lesson, but when we have attracted into our lives people who take advantage, then we want to note that. We never want to judge it, but we want to note it. And what we want to say to ourselves is, what do I believe about love in this situation? Because I need to know what is propelling my reactions and my behaviors in this situation. Now, once again, we are not looking for perfection. And we are not even looking for perfect love beliefs, but we do want to be looking for conscious love beliefs. The abuses are easy to see. The ones that take a lot of your energy are a little more difficult, because out of love, most of you have become very, very tired. And what were you believing? Were you believing that this, whoever this person or this thing was, it really required that much of you? Because if you believed that, you probably need to go back and look at the belief and adjust a bit. Fatigue is one of the great and unfortunate teachers in our lives, because when you are covered in fatigue, then somewhere there is a lack of balance in what you believe about love. It is love that draws from you your energy, but we want to be conscious about it. Some people confuse consciousness with mean-spiritedness, as though if you knew that you were giving too much in this situation, it means that you have it wrong and there is something wrong with you. But that is never true. When you realize that too much of you is going into one place, it is not judging you. It is calling you to become conscious about what you are believing. Now, we are going to certainly not go through the large list of things that women believe about love, but we do want to mention perhaps these two things so that you can be on the alert about it. One of the beliefs that women have taken on is that if you are able to do it, then you are not good unless you do it. We are just going to put that one on the table for further discussion. And the second thing about love is that you should not even be aware of how much energy you use in love, because if it is really love, in a strange way, you somewhat cease to exist as a person. You simply become the channel for love, and you are not watching what is happening to you. Now, those things are very common to women. There are, we have with us a guide who keeps records, and it is interesting because there are apparently 72 other mistakes that can be made about love. We promise you we will not be going into all of them, but we do want to discuss a few of them so that we can get out of the judgment and into consciousness. Now, here is the beauty of consciousness. Consciousness is not an opinion. It is not an opinion about what you are doing or not doing. It is a registering of where you are and what is happening with you. That is where consciousness is your friend. Consciousness is not out here with a grand belief that will eventually cost you everything. That is not what it is. Consciousness is, here is what I am doing, what do I believe, and is that belief in balance? So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace and protection come around you. And as you breathe in peace, exhale fear. Move your attention into your heart and see the beauty of your heart. And open to the golden light that comes down through your crown and your third eye and your throat and into your heart to nurture the garden that is you, what you love, what you are here to do, what nurtures you and cares for you, what knows you deeply. Let all of that energy into your heart and let that golden light serve you. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body. Feel it move gently into your solar plexus and displace the emotions that do not serve you. that create fear where there should be love. Feel the golden light flow down into the second center and displace the shame and the judgment. Move it out of your field. Accept the waterfall that cleanses. No matter what comes into your thought or your life, no matter what that might be, know that this center can cleanse it, can remove it, can leave you free to move forward in love and respect for yourself. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel the golden light pull up from the earth, strength and support and healing. And as that beautiful earth energy combines with the energy of the universe, feel yourself ready to create, wise in what you wish to create, unworried about what you create. And allow that golden light to fill your head and your thoughts and bring them into balance. Bring them into balance with what you believe about love. In all of your thoughts, in all of your interactions, become aware of what you believe about love. And make sure that the first love you feel is for yourself, as the universe always intended it to be. Feel the love that flows down your spine, down your back, to take away burdens you do not need to be carrying. Feel it fill your arms and your hands, so that what you are choosing to do comes in alignment with what you are, what you need, and what is for your highest good. Feel the golden light flow down through your legs and into your feet. And rest in that golden light, knowing that the mother's love is all around you, will protect you, will make you wise and strong and healed. Now see that there is a golden road that moves from the center of your heart, outside of your body, and up. Feel that energy moving up and feel your consciousness follow that light. And follow that light until you see gates. Gates that open for you. And know that in these gates you are loved and protected. And whatever you need and need to know is available to you here. Rest the mind, simply be in that energy that cares for you, the energy that knows you and loves you in this moment, in this place, exactly where you are. Now see that there is a golden table in this place, and your gift is on that table. Rest the mind open to the gift. When you've known your gift, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.